Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
All right, welcome to Mr. C. We're just going to call him Mr. C anyway.
Oh, it's like Mr. Cunningham on Happy Days.
Mr. C!
Yeah.
Curiosity, we answer your questions every week. And the bag is here with brownbag@wnep.com, written on it, brownbag@wnep.com. Get your emailed questions to us and we'll answer them. And they're awkward sometimes, right?
And guess who we have today?
I was going to say, we have a special guest.
Me. Yes.
Valeria.
Hello.
Valeria.
I'm glad to be back after, I don't know when the last time was that I was here.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
I think 5-6 months.
Really?
I think. Has it been that long?
I think it hasn't been that long.
Okay, I could be wrong.
Maybe less. A little less.
So, do you want to tell them what I was saying to you in the newsroom or no?
About me not wanting to be here? Yeah. I'm just tired. I want to be here. Of course I
said,
I want to be here.
Well, you do this? And she said, yeah, I'll do it. And I said, you don't really want to. You're just doing it because you feel bad for me. And she's like, no, I really want to. I said, no, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Why do you think I didn't want to?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a burden. It used to be a burden for you.
No, I would just always say that just to make you mad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mindy's the biggest fan of this podcast.
I'm the biggest.
Oh. She listens to everyone.
Every single episode.
Yeah, but see, you didn't want it when it was just in its initial stages. Up from the grassroots, you didn't think it had any oomph, so you didn't want to be a part of it. Now that it's popular, yeah, you're in.
Well, now that I'm on it, it's popular.
Exactly.
It's not okay to say that?
Go with that route.
I'm
going to
change the name of the podcast to Mrs. Arrogance.
Mrs. Arrogance.
All right, so, Valeria, because you're new
kind
of to this, you have to pick a question. Now,
okay.
The Boskov's bag has the newer questions.
Okay.
But we put some of the new ones in here also. So you have your choice. You can go all over the place. You can make up your own questions.
We've never done that.
I didn't know you could do that.
I think that's breaking the rules.
I don't think so. No rules. That's rule number one.
I'm going to pick from the brown bag.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
She's going old school.
Yes.
And you remember what this is for?
Not wanting to answer a question.
Yeah. If it makes you uncomfortable.
If you're uncomfortable, just slam that thing. So, folks, brownbag@wnep.com is where questions
are sent.
Yeah, this one's a long one.
Yeah, sometimes you can get right to the point. She's got to do a scan. She's doing a scam.
You never know.
All right. It says, this one's from Tammy. Tammy Staten. Hi, everyone. We love the whole morning crew. You guys make us laugh every day. But question for Joe, I'm really curious.
Ooh.
She has a little emoji.
Ooh.
Why don't we get lightning and thunderstorms the way we did when we were younger?
Hmm.
I remember the lights being out for hours sometimes and having extra candles all the time because of them being out. We weren't allowed on the phone or to get a shower or even be near a window. Just curious, why don't we get bad thunderstorms anymore?
So isn't that something we come across this topic always?
Yeah.
Why don't we get the snowstorms we used to? Why don't we have... So it's all confirmation bias. It's what you choose to believe. There's
right.
no records to indicate or data that we're getting less thunderstorms. So that's a myth.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're a kid, it was special.
Yeah.
You know, the power goes out for 2-3 hours, and it was such a big moment in your life, and you think it happened all the time. It didn't.
Yeah. It could also be the grid or where she lives.
I think that's a big part of it, is that they've improved the grid so much that there were a lot of power outages when we were young, and I just don't think they happen as much because they are able to reroute the power so much better now than before.
Oh, so you're taking that side of
the question. That's what I was asking about the thunderstorms.
But it could be just that the power has changed.
I'm thinking maybe if she remembers sitting in the dark, because I kind of do too.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Power outages.
Yeah,
right.
Oh yeah.
Depends on where you live too.
If you take that part of the question, I'm sure there were more power outages.
Because
depending how old she is in the 70s and
80s. And maybe she's just connecting that to the amount of thunderstorms.
I will agree with that. There were more power outages in the 70s and 80s than there are now. But there weren't more thunderstorms then versus now.
Do you like a good thunderstorm?
I love thunderstorms.
Everybody,
I do.
Isn't it great?
I do, too.
I love thunderstorms.
The best.
Yeah. I don't want them to be severe, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
That, but there's just something about the rumble of thunder, the flash of the lightning and everything.
But I think it's the safety aspect because you're in your house and nothing can bother you.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
And
you hope.
Yeah, if you're out at a pool or outside on a golf course, like
a thunderstorm,
obviously you don't want it.
Yeah.
But
it's almost like, so this is why I spend $2,000 a month on my mortgage. Now I get it.
Now you get it.
I have shelter from the storm.
Exactly. Yes. It's very important.
Makes it worthy of the payment, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to the old brown bag, too.
Ooh.
The OG.
The OG.
John, how much is your mortgage? You don't want to say.
Well, I don't think I'm going to say.
I went high with $2,000. I'm sure most.
I don't think I've been here where John has.
No, I'm just kidding.
He shut me up.
No, all right. Hi, Mindy and Nikki.
Oh.
A few weeks ago, you mentioned you both read every night before you go to bed to unwind. I'm curious to know, what is your all-time favorite book and author? Catherine Casey from Archibald.
Oh.
I'm going to take a nap now.
I mean, there are so many great authors out there. Obviously, I love John's brother. He has written some...
Did you really read his books?
Yes. Yes, they're very good. Oh, my gosh. And they're so relevant to what's happening right now. It's about people living on Mars and all this other stuff. Like, it's very, like...
Way to work that in.
Yeah. Wow. It's amazing.
He's going to appreciate that
book. Yes, yes. Stephen Meyer, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And, but, you know, honestly, ever since I was a little kid... My favorite go-to author, and people are going to think less of me, and I don't care. I don't care. Stephen King. I just love his books.
I feel like that's a good one.
I think it's pretty. You'd think because it's so common, you want to be more esoteric.
I should be more like cultured and whatnot, but his writing is so darn good. I even read his book called On Writing, talking about how to write and the best methods for writing and creative writing, and he's amazing. Amazing.
No, I like what you did there, because just because something is really popular doesn't mean it's not really good.
Yeah.
So a lot of people that have to be something no one knows. This is, you know, just like the Beatles. There are people who don't like the Beatles because everyone says they're the best band ever. And they're so popular, the best band ever. They are that good.
Well, what about Taylor Swift?
That's very controversial.
Everybody says she's good, so she's good. She must be so good.
You're either a Taylor Swift lover or hater, maybe.
That's kind of true. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying about Taylor Swift, if you get anything she's done, it's already been done before. Yeah. It's Madonna-like. It's singer-songwriter-like. It's
I think
been
she's
done
having it. Her wedding at Madison Square Garden.
We were reporting that. We were reporting that.
I was wondering.
There's a lot of speculation.
If Valera, being of a younger generation, would know.
Are you into this? Are you a
I don't know. I don't know if it's true. I just know
it's a rumor.
Because I have friends in New York, and they're saying that they're closing down streets around Madison Square Garden and all this stuff.
Oh,
so
my
gosh.
It would be so her to get married on the 4th of July.
Yeah. The 4th of July at Madison Square Garden.
Would that be a first? A wedding at Madison Square Garden?
I don't know.
Maybe there's been something, but it would be very on script.
But don't you think that's what a lot of people are bugged by her?
Yeah.
She's so, it's all about me. Yeah. Me. Look at my outfits, my dances, look at my engagement. Everything's on film.
Look at my love, like in past songs. Look at all my love problems.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So, and now this would be the top of the cake right there. So getting married.
Top of the wedding cake.
I don't mind her, but I'm not a huge fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can be if you want, Valeria.
No.
We won't hate you.
No, I'm not. I will say it if I am. I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will you do a few moves for the people who are watching?
I don't
instead of
know
listening?
Any moves.
Okay, no moves.
No Taylor moves.
No, we got
Taylor
this question moves. Was from Mindy and Nikki, but are you a reader? Do you like to read?
I used to love to read a lot, but I haven't read, I don't think I've read a book maybe in like a year. Which
probably
is not
because
good.
You're so busy working,
I
bet.
And writing.
And how old are you?
I'm 24.
I read an article that the 20-somethings, you're right in that slot.
Yeah.
They laugh at reading books. Like, it's like something people did in the 1800s.
Which makes me so sad because I think, honestly, I see it with my own children.
Right.
Yeah. It is so easy just to doom scroll rather than read.
Right.
Reading was my escapism as a child, and that's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like with
young
phones,
people are not reading.
You don't.
I used to go through a book in like 2 days.
Same.
In high school, college. And now I think I just got so busy. I'm like, I have a pile of books that I need to read, but I still haven't read them.
Yeah, I think the doom scrolling is probably affecting adults reading, too. Of all ages. Because people are just doing that instead of doing a lot more things.
Right.
So you just get sucked into looking at your phone.
There's more attractive options.
Exactly. And maybe reading is a little extra work in a way. You know what I mean?
It takes some
effort and some concentration rather than just like sucking in the information from your phone.
Right. Just sit there and watch Netflix.
You brought up my brother's book, which I appreciate. Yeah. But he just came out with his latest in this series he wrote. And I just finished reading it when we were on vacation last week, and I realized I really do love to read. I just never do it. I don't.
Yeah. Well, you're also at a very busy time in your life too. I think Valeria is because you're starting out your career right now.
Yeah.
And I did the same thing at 24. I was like, boom, 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 focused on career. Mm-hmm. And you are right in the thick of it with the kids doing everything. So you don't have a lot of time.
Not a lot of time.
Yeah.
Dad, I hate to say this, but there's only one person here who wrote a book.
Oh,
he is an author.
Should
really?
We? Yes. Should we maybe plug your book? Like, say what it is and
I
where you can get it.
Say it, Mindy.
It's a weather book. I forgot.
The name.
It's a weather book for kids. I don't remember the name
either.
Everything
kids weather book.
Okay.
Search
my name on Amazon and you'll see.
When did that come out?
It's for 12 and under.
Okay.
It came out before you were born, Valeria.
Oh my goodness.
The late 2000s.
10 years ago.
Maybe 2009, 10.
Okay. 11, almost so before she. Yeah, see?
There you go. Yeah. It would have been perfect
for me.
You.
Yeah. It would have been.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. We need to get that for Valeria. All right. I went old school and did the brown bag. This is Howie from Mountaintop. He says, good morning, crew. And possible special guest, me, Valeria. Ooh, what is your favorite pierogi filling?
Ooh.
Ooh, this could be controversial.
This is good for you, Valeria, because you are not a Northeastern PA.
Yeah.
Deep history here, okay. Right? So what do you, what's your whole, give me the truth about pierogies.
I grew up with pierogies still in the Lehigh Valley.
Right.
And I was obsessed with pierogies for like a month
you
in
really
high
were.
School. Yeah, in high school.
Oh my God.
Specifically Mrs. D's. But I think my favorite, very simple, is a four cheese pierogi. I love
those
four
are good
pierogies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's the pretty basic ones.
Yeah, pretty
potato
basic.
Potato and cheese.
Yeah.
It's just with the four cheeses.
But your cultural background is?
Yeah. I'm from Puerto Rico.
So what's the vibe there? If you went to Puerto Rico or talked to your parents or grandparents, would
about
they even,
finding a pierogi?
Would they even like care about pierogies?
What, no, what's they wouldn't know.
Yeah, because it's more of like an Eastern European. Yeah.
Well, and I didn't know either. I didn't try one. I'm from Iowa.
Yeah.
I hadn't tried one until I moved here.
No way.
Yeah, I'd never tried a pierogi.
Wow.
Isn't it similar to your cultures? What are those things?
It could be similar to like an empanada or pastelillo.
But those are fried,
But those are fried with like,
pierogis are sometimes fried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could be fried.
I think like the empanada.
Yeah.
And the ravioli. Mm-hmm. And you pick any other little thing. They're all
the Chinese dumpling.
Yeah. Chinese dumpling. They're all copying the pierogi. Because the
pierogi's, that's the leader.
The blueprint.
It's the well, it's the basic blueprint. And then they all said, oh, let's put some sauce on it. When you think about a ravioli, let's ruffle the edges a little bit and make it fancy.
Make it different.
Yeah. It's just a pierogi.
True.
And they came first.
So the filling, I would say just the basic potato and cheese would be my favorite.
Me too,
I like
the
different fillings.
Mm-hmm.
But I would go with the basic.
Gotta go.
Basic. Not the prune.
I have to say, you don't like the prune?
No.
I
actually never have.
I haven't tried
prune pierogies.
They have them in Poland. I love the basic too, but I'm addicted to the what is the name of the? Yes.
Yeah.
The steak and cheese one.
That sounds good.
They're made. Who are they made by?
Buffalo chicken ones.
Yeah. But it's on the border now. Becoming something else.
Oh, the buffalo chicken ones. I forgot about those.
Yeah. Now they're evolving into something else. They're now stepping on empanada territory.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're still a pierogi.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could be. There could be anything in empanada.
Yeah. They could be just bean and cheese. Or
when they drift, they lose their core values.
Okay.
That's my
no longer a pierogi.
So what is your favorite, Joe?
Steak and I mean just regular.
Regular. Okay.
Yeah. Potato.
All right.
Potato and cheese.
I'm addicted to steak and cheese.
Am I up?
I'll get just a couple of them out of my freezer. Yeah, it's your turn.
I'm going Boscov's.
I'll get just a few out of my freezer just for a snack and microwave them, and they're so good.
You microwave them?
They're a good quick snack.
And they're
right
so
the
easy.
Right out of the freezer.
I know, that's what I like, the convenience.
Wait a minute, you guys are missing. She microwaves them right out of the freezer.
They're so good that way.
You don't boil them, you just put them in the microwave?
I thought I was the only idiot.
They kind of boil, too, in the microwave a little bit.
Yeah, if I just want a snack.
They get wrinkled and dry.
No,
they're good.
They get wrinkled and dry for me. I have to do that when my wife's not around.
Oh, okay.
She'll yell at me.
Of course.
Why can't you just boil the water and wait 15 minutes? And John, what's the answer?
You're always in
a
hurry.
You can't wait.
Do Joe and Kurt have more flexibility in their presentations? The other meteorologists seem to have more slides and appear to talk much faster than Joe and Kurt. Thanks, Brian Cresco. Is that true?
I don't know. Anthony does have a lot of graphics, it seems like.
And does he talk faster?
Maybe to fit in all the graphics. He does talk faster.
I
would guess maybe it's just the approach, just being more, your delivery is more conversational and explaining each graphic.
Yeah.
I think the most important part from the weather presentation is future radar. And Kurt, I have told Kurt this before in the past. I said, you got to pause it and let people see the time. Because that's the most important part. You can't just show future radar and have it go. You can't even notice the clock ticking by.
Right.
Yeah.
So you got to say, here's 2 o'clock. And then you pause. Here's 4 o'clock.
Right.
So I do that a lot because
You do that.
That's one of the most important maps, I think.
Yeah.
So
people have time to process it.
Yeah, right. You got to. But as for flexibility, no. We're all just given our time and we do our thing.
You're totally flexible.
I actually kind of like that each of you have a different style.
Right.
With the delivery. It makes each of them different and you're all given the forecast, but in a different way.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
You're up, Valeria.
Me? All right, I'm going to do the Boscov's bag.
Whoa! She's switching it up. Switching it up just like that. When's the last time you had an empanada?
Actually, yesterday. I had a guava and cheese empanada.
Oh, yum.
It was yummy.
All right, you're thrown out of a car.
Yeah.
You're in the woods for 2 days.
Okay.
No one finds you. You're alive and well.
French fries.
No, I'm just saying.
Wait a minute. What about the truffle fries? No. Have you tried
them?
He
was telling me about those too. Those are good, but I would probably do regular fries. Oh, so
I love the truffle
My
fries.
My question was going to be, your first meal, is it going to be an empanada or a pierogi?
Oh, ooh, that's a good question.
You only have those two choices.
Ooh, that's hard. That's a hard one.
Oh, all right.
That is a hard one. I don't know.
Okay, okay.
Right now, I would say pierogi, just because we've been talking about pierogies.
Now you're craving
probably,
a pierogi.
Yeah, now I'm craving a pierogi.
I'm craving them too.
I know, we need some pierogies.
You wouldn't shower first? You were in the woods? And
well, yeah, but I thought somebody came to me with pierogies.
Now it's taking on a whole new turn.
All right.
Ooh, this looks like another long one.
Yeah.
This comes in phases.
She can do it.
Okay, it says, I took Joe's meteorology class at Marywood back in 2013.
Wow.
Life's funny because I'm now a science adjunct at Marywood myself and still take inspiration from Joe on how to make teaching fun and immersive.
Oh.
Wow.
What is her name? Is she going to
Brittany Liga.
If she's an adjunct professor, I should know her, but I don't.
Oh, maybe. Huh. This is from, this month, June.
Legeth.
Anyway,
I remember the name.
It says, to the morning team, in honor of a thunderstorm season, I present a bonus question from one of Joe's meteorology exams.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Off
can you answer
Off the top of your
it?
Head, name five songs that have the word water in the title.
Oh, see, I used to give weird bonus questions, so that wasn't.
I can't believe. I need to take this class. This is such an easy,
there's
easy way
thing.
To get points.
That's
she said,
not easy,
P.S., though. Joe, I still have the video of a man dressed as a gorilla wrapping you in a blanket and flinging you in the air to learn how tornadoes work. It's still hilarious.
Funny. I still do that move.
Oh, my God.
Well, let's answer her question. Could you name five water songs with the word water? In the title. Here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not easy.
And she said, no Google.
No Google. What are you guys all thinking?
There's a song on TikTok called Coconut Water.
But I think one of the questions, it has to be something everybody knows.
Maybe that's what she, I don't go chasing waterfalls. Carrie just said that.
That's the one that I thought of. Yeah. I'm thinking of Earth, Wind, and Fire, but
tough.
Yeah.
That's why I gave that as a bonus.
We could sit here for a long time.
Yeah, we don't want to waste podcast time.
Do you remember if you got a lot of students?
I don't remember. I haven't used that in a while. That's over 10 years ago. So,
five now signs. The students are going to know their bonus question. They're going to prepare.
Can you come up with a couple quickly?
I can't, and I'm thinking now. Maybe that's why I chose that, because five that's songs with the word water in it.
Yeah.
Does Yellow Submarine count?
No,
it's got to have water in it.
Wow, I can't think of one. Well, except coconut water.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. And is what?
There's one country song I know by Brad Paisley. It's just called Water.
Okay.
So there's one.
Wait, what did Carrie say?
Dire Straits song Water, but that's not too many people would
Carrie
know.
Carrie said something,
Okay.
It's maybe there is no answer. Maybe that's why I picked it.
That was a good one, though.
You can go for
a student.
That was a good one.
I think I'll go Buff.
Oh, yeah. That was really cool.
No, you're good.
Isn't that cool, Joe, that a former student who's now a teacher gets inspiration from you?
Yeah, I love it.
It might be like you actually affected young lives.
Yeah. Mindy, you have to accept these truths.
This is great.
What is it?
To everyone, I was wondering why you precede the name of a store with the word the.
Ah!
John said you could buy the pants for $14 at the Walmart. Joe said the Dollar General. Maybe that's the proper way. I just never do. Twyla from Penn's Creek.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't Dollar General the Dollar General?
No.
It's no.
So I'm now the old guy mispronouncing.
Yes.
So Twyla, I've actually said the Walmart or the Boscov.
Yeah.
Or the Sheetses.
Just in a way of almost poking fun about how a lot, especially the older generation, says a lot of the stores.
Right.
Where they go to the Wise.
The Boscovs.
They go to the Boscovs, the Walmart.
And they don't know they're saying it incorrectly.
They don't know they're saying it correctly. And a lot of times then they do add the possessive S going to the Sheetses, to the Wises.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And I think it's a very Pennsylvania thing.
It is.
I think it is.
But wait, you don't see what happened. Now that I'm getting into the elderly crowd.
You're doing it.
You're doing it.
I never say dollar store. I say the dollar store.
The dollar store. The
I
dollar
thought
general
it was the Dollar General.
No.
I mean, the thing is, you have grown up surrounded by people speaking like this, so it becomes part of your vernacular.
Are
like,
you sure there's no the?
There's no the.
It's just Dollar General.
I'm just going to Dollar General?
Yeah.
Or the mall, as you call it in Simpson.
I don't know. Are you sure?
It's just Dollar General.
I'm like trying to imagine the sign.
Yeah,
thinking
going
there's
to
a
DG,
the
and then they have
it.
Their little logo,
yeah,
DG.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to Dollar General.
Yeah.
I have to rewire
Dollar
my
Tree.
Brain.
You can say
but I hear
the
lots
Dollar
of people
Store.
Say, I went to the Dollar Tree.
I can say the Dollar Store, though.
That's just a general way.
That would be in general. Yeah. But
But it's technically not even a dollar store because those usually everything's a dollar or a dollar 25.
Going to the Dollar General. It sounds so right.
Yeah.
I'm so old.
I'm actually to the point now that I catch myself because I started poking fun at it.
Yeah.
Now I actually comes out just saying the Boscovs. Well, going to the Boscovs.
And then I was kind of worried I was teaching my children that too, like because that's what I would say.
But now I think my kids actually think it's Sheetz's because I say it so often.
Yeah.
And
that's too funny.
It's Sheetz's.
Well, who's up for the next
good
question?
Good question, Twyla.
Twyla, love it. Love
awesome question. Twyla. Was that you?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, okay. For some reason.
Are you anti-Boscovs today? You just want
Wait.
I
want to go Boscovs. I want to.
Maybe it's the Boscovs.
The Boscovs. I need the Boscovs bag. I want to make it, mix it up. And
I think it's the Dollar General. I think you guys are wrong.
Why don't you look it up on
We're
your phone?
We're going to have to drive to German and go to the Dollar General.
See, it doesn't have the...
Oh, yeah, and it sounded like it flowed, the Dollar General.
You can't just say I'm going to Dollar
General. To Dollar General. It has to have the, doesn't it?
Are you checking, Valeria?
Yeah, I'm checking. Right.
Oh, this is interesting. Pam from Tunkhannock wants to know, would you consider having a trivia question segment about your podcast, sort of like Kelly and Mark? So then you'd have to like win a prize, I guess, if you got it right.
What do you mean? You have guests here?
So what they do on Kelly and Mark is they have a caller.
All right.
So, and that caller has sent in a picture of themselves and says, you know, we want you to call me for this trivia question. And then they'll ask that person trivia about the previous broadcast. So if they watched the day before, they should be able to answer it. So she actually wrote in a bunch of samples. For example...
Here we go.
Who has a childhood friend nicknamed Pimple Butt?
Do you guys remember that?
It's you. Who scrubs the bathroom with his wife's loofah?
Oh, he's
Joe.
Who would sleep in a gross, hot porta potty for only $2,500?
That was Mindy.
Oh, that was you. That was you.
Who hates butterflies?
I don't remember.
Was that Nikki?
Remember that episode.
Did Nikki hate butterflies?
Well, I know she doesn't like bunnies.
I think maybe
she doesn't like butterflies either.
Yeah.
I forgot about your porta potty thing.
I forgot about that too.
$500. You're curled up.
Who was accused of leaving the men's room of a restaurant without washing his hands?
That was you, John, wasn't it?
I think that was me.
Yeah. Yes, it was. This is so funny. It would be fun to do that, wouldn't it?
Although it was Sean. Remember the girl was looking at him?
Oh, it was Sean. It was Sean. Yeah. Yes.
That's fun.
I was
those
looking for one that was that was John. I don't think any of these are John. I was like trying to figure out.
Oh, there's a bunch there.
Yeah.
Stop. You are interesting.
This is good.
Who puts ketchup on a piece of bread and calls it pizza?
I have done
ketchup
that.
Ketchup on a piece of bread.
I put cheese too, though.
Yeah. Well, cheese and ketchup.
That was a great one, though, too.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Do you have an answer for us?
No.
I saw you looking it up. Oh, the Dollar General one.
It's just Dollar General.
Show them the sign.
Here's the sign.
I know the sign.
I imagined a little the at the top, but nope, it's just Dollar General.
Oh, big yellow sign. Yep. You can't miss it.
No different than Walmart, Target.
I'm going Boscov's. To Burger King. I'm going to the Burger King.
I wouldn't say the Burger King.
People do, though.
They do.
Yeah.
A lot of the older people around here will put a the in front of pretty
everything.
Much anywhere they're going.
Yeah.
I mean, think about in Lackawanna County. You're not going to Einan. You're going to up the Einan.
Up the Einan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or up the line.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Last one, maybe. Yeah. We only have 2 minutes left. Here we go. Travis question.
Oh, hi, Travis.
Oh, how appropriate. With the real fireworks being legal in PA, do people still shop at those roadside stands? Why buy fountains and sparklers when you can get mortar and rockets? Legally anymore. That is a good question as we head into 4th of July.
They're still the stands,
so they're legal.
Right?
I still don't understand what changed. Didn't it happen recently?
Now you can have the fireworks in Pennsylvania that shoot up in the air.
Right.
All time. Not be able to have them.
So why are there still these side tents when you can just go to...
Maybe they're cheaper than like the big fireworks
are
expensive.
To have them around.
That's true.
Fun tradition, maybe.
But it used to be so heavily controlled.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And they'd be all at the state border.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that. But still, everyone was buying them and shooting them off.
Yeah.
Just like anything, when you make it legal, it takes all the fun.
I know. I know.
Let's keep this
stuff. Well, what about your poor fireworks guy? He's probably out of business, right?
The guy in Old Ford?
Oh,
yes.
No.
First name Tony.
Joe's got a guy for everything.
He's got a guy.
Keep the questions coming. brownbag@wnep.com. We'll do it again next week. Valeria, thank you.
Thanks for having me. It was
so great to have you, Valeria.
I'm going to the dollar store.
I gotta get to the Boscovs.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.